Marshall University's College of Science is conducting an experiment that they hope will help them in the future. The Marshall University College of Science installed a green roof in a small space just off the second floor of the science building. It's the beginning of an experiment that will illustrate what it will take to maintain larger green roofs on the biotech building on campus. That building is being constructed. It'll also play a role in Marshall's continued effort to better handle storm water. Charles Somerville is the dean of the College of Science.
This is a demonstration. It's a small area. It's not going to have a big impact on stormwater on campus, but it's in a visible place. People can come by and see it. We can put up signage about what a green roof does and how it works. And so we can get a lot of educational bang for the buck rather than actual stormwater treatment or stormwater retention.
It's a process that has been several years in the making. Somerville says after seeing facilities out of the state that were using the idea, they thought they should try it on the science building.
Had to go to a company that produces the plants and does the design and go through the design process. Just growing the plants is about a 6 to 8 month project there. So the design, the final treatment of the roof, we thought the roof was ready to put plants on. Well, that was wrong.
Eventually, Somerville says the roof was ready for planting. They recently put in plants that include geraniums and irises. He says after going through the process of making sure the roof could handle the weight, water, and soil, they now know what to expect at the new biotech facility.
We have a green roof planned for the new building. Actually, it's going to be engineered into the structure. So this was kind of an add-on after this building was long since built. But the new building has that engineered into it. And over there, we'll have a place where some of the drains will actually drain into a laboratory so that we can test the water as it comes off the roof from different plots on the green roof.
Travis Bailey is an environmental specialist with the Health and Safety Department on campus. He's tasked with helping the campus become more responsible for stormwater. He says this is just one of the newer ways to deal with the water.
A green roof is basically to capture the water and let the plants absorb it. If it doesn't, at least even let it slow down, filter out the pollutants that's in the air. Rather than that water going straight down the drain and potentially out to the river, it's now being absorbed by the soils, filtered out. But for the most part, we're hoping that the plants will uptake most of that water.
Huntington has a combined sewer system, meaning sanitary sewage and stormwater runoff collect in the same pipes. Because of this, the Environmental Protection Agency charges organizations like Marshall to collect the first inch of water for each building. So Bailey and others have started projects like the green roof, a rain garden, and other means to collect this water all around campus. Bailey says he hopes these efforts show it's possible to do these projects.
And to show people that, you know, a green roof is doable. It's not a mythical thing you hear about other cities doing. We're showing that you can do it here. It can be done here. Same thing with the rain gardens and all that, that, you know, people read about them or know, have heard about them, but it's like, well, you can't do it here, but we're trying to show that it can be done here, and we're gearing up to do some more, hopefully.
Bailey says green roofs also can have a positive effect on stopping ultraviolet rays from harming the roof. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.